Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
First, this evening, over the weekend, it emerged that the Gardaí have launched a formal investigation into the leak by Leo Varadkar of a confidential copy of a proposed new GP contract to a friend, Dr. Matthew O'Toole. They are expected to submit a file to the DPP in the next 2 months when their investigation concludes. Today, the leader of the opposition, Sinn Féin's leader, Mary Lou MacDonald, has called on the Taoiseach to go. I'm joined now by Sinn Féin Justice spokesperson Martin Kenny and Peter Burke, Minister of State for Local Government and Planning and TD for Longford Westmeath. You're both very welcome to the programme. I might turn to you, Martin Kenny, first of all, because it's your leader, Mary Lou MacDonald, as I say, who's asking for the Taoiseach Leo Varadkar to stand aside, temporarily at least. Why?
Well, what we're doing is we're reiterating the position that we had of last November when we put a motion of no confidence before the Dáil, because politically we felt that how Leo Varadkar handled that entire affair about the GP contract was totally wrong. I mean, he clearly went outside of his way for to share a confidential document with a person who was outside of the process. It was completely unprofessional and wrong, and we put a motion of no confidence before the Dáil. He came in and he gave up every excuse under the world, changed his story several times, but at the end of the day, he got stay in because both Fianna Fáil and the Green Party propped him up and kept him there.
But our position is insisting that he broke no law. Now, you have to accept, surely, because it's the law of the land, that it's innocent until proven guilty. Yeah.
Well, Cormac, it's not about the law here, and there is a separate criminal investigation we carried out by Garda Síochána, and we leave that for them to do, and they'll come to their own conclusion on that. But politically, we have made it very clear that we feel, and I think most of the opposition feel, and I'm sure many people even within other members of other parties of government are of a similar view, except they won't publicly say it so, that his position is untenable, that what he done was totally wrong and was unprofessional and he should go as a consequence of it. But Micheál Martin kept him there. It's in stark contrast to how Fianna Fáil ministers were treated.
Just to be clear, irrespective of the criminal investigation, you're judging this in the political arena. Can I get Minister Peter Burke to comment on that? That it was wrong politically to do what he did and that he should stand aside, even temporarily, Minister, for pending the outcome of the investigation without prejudice?
Well, I think, first of all, Cormac, everyone in this state is innocent until proven guilty. There's an independent process underway through an Garda Síochána. I think we should respect the integrity of that investigation. We shouldn't essentially be undermining it like Sinn Féin are. And I would point out that this is a political charge that Sinn Féin are now recycling. And what really draws my attention back is that when Gerry Adams was arrested in 2014 in connection with the murder of a 37-year-old mother of 10, that was Jean McConville, no one in Sinn Féin called for him to step aside temporarily. What they did do was they really brought political charges into it to undermine the independence of the prosecution service in Northern Ireland. Again, in terms of COVID breaches...
Yeah, you may say that this is Sinn Féin recycling a political charge, but we learned over the weekend that the investigation has been upgraded somewhat as well. Has this not been an issue of discussion within the Fine Gael Parliamentary Party?
Well, first of all, the investigation is independent. It is not for me or anyone else, for that matter, to discuss the merits of the investigation. That's an independent process.
That's without question, but has the issue been discussed within Fine Gael?
No, because essentially the Dáil voted confidence into the Taoiseach. In the first instance, no facts have changed since that date. We've discussed the merits of what happened. We discussed the reasons behind it. We discussed the logistics of it. Everything was discussed ad nauseum at that stage. And the Dáil made an adjudication on it, and the Taoiseach...
Well, one fact has changed, surely. Do you accept that one fact has changed, that the Gardaí have launched a formal investigation into this matter now? And you're telling me that this issue has not been discussed at all within the Fine Gael Parliamentary Party?
Absolutely not, because the Dáil did make a determination of it, and that's the political system finding closure within this issue. And it has done that. It is up to, through the separation of powers and Garda Síochána, to do their work. But I'm very clear in terms
of... But is there not a danger here, given the fact that a formal investigation has been launched now by the Gardaí, that, as you know, Minister, how these things run politically, that this could take up too much coverage and time, and that it could simply interfere with the work of government? Without prejudice, would it not be better for the Taoiseach to stand aside and let government get on with its business?
Absolutely not. It may take up time with Sinn Féin and politics like that, but in our party, in our government, we're very focused on trying to lead Ireland through a very difficult period now in terms of COVID-19. And I think this is an absolute distraction that is recycled by Sinn Féin, and it is recycled because no facts have changed. And that's the reality. We can talk about leaks wherever they came from in the paper, but the reality is nothing has changed.
Before I bring in Martin Kenny, another thing that has changed is that Ogra Fianna Fáil has called for Mr. Varadkar to stand aside without prejudice.
But that doesn't change the facts of what exactly happened back when this incident happened. Nothing has changed since that. No,
you keep saying nothing has changed, but I'm giving you two elements that have changed. A formal investigation has been launched by the Gardaí, and also a wing of Fianna Fáil has said that he should stand aside without prejudice. Change is happening, surely.
No, when an event happens, the facts that pertain to that event, if anything new comes out within that period between the 3rd of April right up to the 15th of April, absolutely nothing has changed when the period of time whereabout this political charge comes from. So that's the first thing I want to say. Secondly, obviously, Ogra Fianna Fáil is an autonomous organisation. The same with Young Fine Gael. They go about their own business in an independent manner as well in terms of their political role, and so they should. But as far as I can see here, the Dáil has voted confidence in the Taoiseach. I have absolute confidence on him. I think he's doing a very good job. And one thing I'm very clear is any fair-minded person in terms of adjudicating in his role could only come to the conclusion of his motivations, and that was in the public interest, trying to get this deal through.
OK, can I ask you, Martin Kenny, about just the example that Minister Peter Burke gave us there when Gerry Adams was questioned by the Gardaí in relation to the murder of Jean McConville? There were no requests within Sinn Féin for him to stand aside without prejudice at that time, were there?
No, and there shouldn't be. But really,
why not?
Fine Gael Press Office, will come out with these decoys and diversion tactics. What happened over the weekend and what happened last November was about the Taoiseach, not about Sinn Féin. Sinn Féin hasn't recycled anything. What we've done is we've said that our position has not changed, that the Taoiseach pulled a political stroke, pure and simple. That's what he was about. It was abuse of power. He'd done that when he was Taoiseach, and he should go. And that's our position,
and has remained
our position since then. Yes.
Surely you have to be consistent.
And we are consistent. And our position has not changed. And our position is nothing got to do with whether or not there's an investigation or not. As I said, the Gardaí investigation has to take its course and should be left to do that. Our position is that he pulled a political stroke. That was wrong. The Taoiseach should have removed him from office at that time, and he should remove him from office now. Because that's the position that we hold. We've held that position throughout, and we're not changing that position or moving anything or recycling anything. We're stating the reality. The vast majority of people out there recognise that the Taoiseach has completely unprofessional in how he has dealt with this matter, and he needs to go.
When you say that the Gardaí investigation is independent, and then you launch a political attack, is there not a danger that you're going to stymie the integrity of that independent investigation?
No, because the political attack, as you call it, has been happening since back last November. We have been consistent throughout this. The political problem here is that he behaved in an unprofessional manner. Now, whether or not that was legal or not is something for the Gardaí to determine. But we still, whatever the outcome of that, we still hold that it was totally unprofessional, totally wrong, and a complete political stroke for to share a document which was both politically and commercially sensitive with a personal friend
and
as
I now
political
see,
favour, and that is wrong.
I now see a colleague of yours on the Sinn Féin front bench trying to associate Fianna Fáil within all of this, draw Fianna Fáil into all of this, and I think it's David Cullinan, if I'm not mistaken, saying that if Leo Varadkar doesn't resign of his own accord, then he should be sacked. Is that serious?
Well, I've seen where two Fianna Fáil ministers since this government came into power have been sacked for an awful lot less. I think if standards are standards and everybody's held as they are, I think they should apply across the board.
You're seriously saying that Micheál Martin should sack the Taoiseach in waiting, Leo Varadkar? That would be unprecedented.
Well, this is a yes, it would. But I mean, what has happened here has been unprecedented. a Taoiseach sharing a confidential document with a personal friend is unprecedented and was politically unprofessional and wrong, and he should pay consequences for that. We said that at the time, and we consistently say that since.
Can I ask you, Minister Peter Burke, in light of what's happened in the last two or three days in relation to all of this, do you think it will be raised at the Fine Gael Parliamentary Party meeting?
I don't expect so, but I just want to respond in terms of what Martin has said there. In the first instance, in relation to when Gerry Adams was questioned about the Jean McConville murder, what Sinn Féin did was undermine the authorities, and that's what they're doing here. Remember, you have the spokesperson on there from the richest party in the state who tried to circumvent political donation law to try and get a will into Northern Ireland, using partition to their advantage when it suits, and they call themselves the anti-partition party.
Yeah, OK, and I accept your point, but let's stay on point. Hang on a second, gentlemen, let's stay on point.
Has to be called out.
Let's stay on point, Minister. Can you explain to me, given what's happened, why you think it will not be that nobody within the Fine Gael Parliamentary Party will ask Leo Varadkar one single question in relation to all of this at the next meeting?
Because we're a party who founded institutions of the state. We absolutely understand the separation of powers. There's an independent investigation underway now, and we believe everyone is entitled to natural justice and due process. And we want to let an Garda Síochána get on with their job and make their determination. And that's the way it is. Anything else is undermining our authorities, and I don't think anyone should be going down that road. And Sinn Féin is doing what they do best, which is undermine the institutions of the state. They've always been doing it, and they continue to do it.
OK, look, we'll leave it there. Minister Peter Burke of Fine Gael and Martin Kenny of Sinn Féin, thank you both very much.